We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
All right, Ron, let's go out to the Hall and Capitas fan hotline where we find our friend Ray Fittipaldo. And you know what? If I'm not mistaken, Ray, I think, and by the way, this is our out-of-office report brought to you by Tri-State Furniture. I think Ron may want to have a word with you on your mock drafts. Ron, I'm going to give the floor to you.
Yeah, I do. Ray, I kind of gave you the business yesterday. You remind me of Pompeiani a little bit. You do how many mock drafts? You do about 12 of them. You do every round. Every round has a different player. And so no matter how it turns out, you're going to be able to say you had the right one. Am I missing something there?
No. You got it all wrong, Ron. Now, honestly, for these early mock drafts, Ron, it's more of an exercise where I want to give the fans scenarios. So, you know, we've talked about it a lot since the season ended. I'm on record saying it. I think Joe agrees with me. I think Najee Harris or Travis Etienne would be great picks for the Steelers at number 24. But, you know, the exercise for me and for the fans is what if other teams also think that and they're both gone at number 24? You know, it's just presenting other scenarios that the Steelers as well as their fans kind of, you know, want to think about here. So you're absolutely right. I'll take credit for it if it happens in April. But this is more of just giving the fans something to read and something to chew on here as we're, what, now 60-some days away from the draft.
So, in other words, I'm absolutely right. You're going to throw out enough names until you're right.
I will take credit for that, yes. No, my final mock draft is usually comes out, I think, the week before, a couple days before. That is my official mock draft, Ron, so that is the one that that I ride and die with, so to speak.
All right, Joe, go for it, man.
Well, very interesting pick. This one, this mock draft, you are assuming that Harris and Etienne have already been picked. So Jalen Mayfield is the guy, 6'5", 320. From the pieces I've read about him, he had a pretty good game against Chase Young at one point in his career. I guess he's had some injuries, but a pretty enticing prospect. Talk about him a little bit, Ray.
Yeah, really, really smooth with his footwork. You know, he's one of these guys where, you know, we all know the NFL is about passing now. I watched him in a few games. I watched him against Alabama back when they played them in a bowl game a couple of years ago. And I like to watch these guys against the best competition I can find. So he looks really, really good against Alabama. We all know Alabama is constantly turning out draft picks on defense. And he's just very smooth. I think he's probably, more enticing as a pass blocker right now, but there's nothing wrong with his run blocking ability. I think he can possibly be a plug and play starter if they get him at number 24. And the other guy who would be in consideration there is Virginia Tech's Christian Darrisaw. The difference with him is Darrisaw has played left tackle. Mayfield has not, so that would kind of be a projection. To have projection, you'd be projecting him to take over from Villanueva because he's never played there. I'm just not certain that Darrisaw would be there at number 24. He's usually mocked somewhere in the team. So that's kind of the thinking behind that Mayfield pick.
Ray, you mentioned you'd take the running back. You know, we've had this debate before. I happen to believe a great offensive line will make a great running back and not necessarily vice versa. You don't agree with that?
No, I Ron, I absolutely do agree with that. But there are some times when general managers and scouts will have a higher grade, maybe a significantly higher grade on a maybe it's a running back, or maybe it's a receiver, maybe it's a linebacker, and you know, you have to take that guy because you feel like that guy can maybe change your franchise. I don't know. I should know the exact year, but what year was it, Ron? Was it 89 or 90 when they passed on Emmitt Smith and I think they took Tom Ricketts instead? You cannot make that same mistake again. Or maybe they took – maybe it was Eric Green that they took. I forget the exact scenario. But, you know, you cannot pass on a guy like Emmitt Smith if they're there. You have to take the better player sometimes. So I'm in complete agreement with you, Ron. You need both to make it happen. I just think, you know, also part of this draft is it's a very deep draft for offensive linemen. I'm betting you can find a good one in the second, maybe even the third round as well.
All right, Ray, your second round pick here for the Steelers is the tight end from Penn State. Freiermuth, I guess, is the name. Talk about him a little bit, but also the tight end market in general. What's it look like in the draft? And from everything I'm reading, free agency, there's tons of guys out there, which tells me that somebody may slip through the cracks late, even for a severely cap-strapped team like the Steelers.
Yeah, Joe, but, I mean, what are you looking at there? I mean, forget about, like, Hunter Henry and any of the top guys. You're not going to be able to afford those. You know, as far as free agent blocking tight ends, you know, Washington's Jeremy Sprinkle is a guy. I think you can sign him for, you know, a couple million a year and maybe get him. There's a guy who's played for a bunch of teams, most recently Tennessee, McCoyle Pruitt, who would also be in that range, maybe get him for $3 or $4 million a year. But, you know, I'm of the opinion that you have to improve this team, you know, improve this run game with it having a better blocking tight end. Eric Ebron is not that. So whether you get that guy through free agency or through the draft, I think that's a necessity. And Freiermuth, former basketball player, he's got a knack for making big plays. Anyone who's watched him over the last couple of years at Penn State knows that. But he is a very competent blocker at this point. And I think with his size and with his demeanor, I think he can continue to improve as a blocker. So I think you plug him in right away as your number two tight end this year, and then he's your starter next year. I think he could be a guy, you know, that you can count on for 6-8 years being your starting tight end if you could find him, if you can land him.
Ron, may I jump in with a follow-up question here?
Sure. Sure, Joe.
Something just sprang to mind. If you get Freiermuth in the second round here, is there a chance you go with him as your number one right away and you cut Ebron and save some cap room and bring in a blocking guy as another tight end?
I suppose that is a possibility, Joe, but the Steelers don't usually cut guys in May. I mean, they usually like to, you know, do right by the player. If they're going to cut them, they usually cut them in early March before the new league year begins. So I guess anything is possible given their cap situation. So, you know, we shouldn't close the door on that idea. But I'm just letting you know the way they have always done things is they don't usually cut guys after the draft. They usually have plans in place that they do it in March, and then they approach free agency in the draft knowing they have to fill those holes.
Ray, we haven't had you on since the Ben news broke. Your thoughts? Surprised at all or not surprised? You saw this coming. Please fill us in.
Yeah, I guess I'm not completely surprised. I mean, the only lingering question out there is for me is why did it take so long? I mean, we kind of had all these cryptic answers from Kevin and from Art and from Mike for a month before we got sort of a definitive statement from Art, you know, a few days ago. So I'm not sure why it took so long, but we're at this point now. The only sticking point that I could see is, you know, them for some reason not agreeing on a contract. But, you know, I just keep going back to it, Ron. Why would Art come out with a statement if he wasn't completely 100% sure that it was just a formality? So, you know, I've been on record. I think it's the right move. I think Ben can help them win. Ben can help them get to the playoffs. As we've talked about in the past, I don't know if if they can make a run with him, but I do think he presents the best opportunity, you know, to get there and to try to make that happen.
Ray Fittipaldo, PostGazette.com. You could read his stuff there. So, Ray, how good do you think Alex Highsmith is going to be next season? Like, are we talking about a guy who has, you know, high impact potential? Or are we just talking about another player here?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think, you know, I think Steelers coaches and their, you know, their front office are anxious to find out. You know, I thought he was good last year, but I thought maybe by the end of the year he was getting exposed a little bit. I don't know if it was just Highsmith or the combination of Devin Bush going down and having different people play linebacker, but their run defense in the second half of the season was not as good as it was early on. And I give Bud Dupree credit for becoming a very good edge setter his last couple of years in Pittsburgh. I think they missed Bud more in the running game than maybe they did anywhere else. Is he going to be a double-digit sack guy right away? No, I don't think so. But I think they would be happy with getting maybe 5, 6, 7 sacks out of him next year, have him improve on his run defense, and also, you know, bring in maybe a mid-round pick or a late-round pick to maybe challenge for that top backup job. They really don't have anyone in that job right now. I guess it would be Ola Adeniyi, but he's a restricted free agent, and if he finds greener pastures elsewhere, he might not be here next year.
Ray, how about the cornerbacks? What are they going to do there? Are they going to release one of those veterans, do you think? And is it going to be Cam Sutton over Mike Hilton if it comes down to it?
Yeah, I mean, that's, for me, that's the personnel-wise, that's the big question that I'm waiting to find out here before March 17th. You know, I think if you're able to re-sign Cam Sutton, I think he would want to be an outside starter, and I think that would mean that either Joe Hayden or Steven Nelson had to go. And I keep hearing there's a lot of buzz about them wanting to keep Sutton more than they want to keep Mike Hilton. So there's a lot of stuff that has to happen. But if they're able to do that, if they're able to sign Cam, say, the week before free agency, then I think that would maybe signal, you know, the end for Hayden or for Nelson. If that doesn't happen, you know, you can't be changing out your entire secondary. They would probably have to find a way to keep all those guys. And then I think you would have to draft a corner relatively high, maybe the third, fourth round to come in and fill that role. So it's not an ideal scenario. You know, you heard Kevin talk about it last week. They knew it was going to be a challenging year before the pandemic. And now that, you know, things are constrained for them and even a little bit more, it's going to make it really, really hard to keep some key guys that they would probably prefer having them on the roster. But financially, it just might not be able to happen.
You can follow us on Twitter, 93.7 The Fan, driven by Jim Shorkey, Kia Pittsburgh's number one Kia dealer. Locations in Wexford, North Huntington, and Uniontown. Visit ShorkeyKia.com. You can also text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. Before we let you go, Ray, I want you to help us with something here. I don't know if you've heard the phrase Belfont snorkel. We bring it up from time to time when a guest either reneges at the last minute or something goes wrong where we feel like we've been done wrong. Are you familiar with the phrase?
I am. As an avid listener to the show, I am.
All right, then help us. And Ron and Horse, let's all put our heads together. I'm trying to figure out Dane Brugler, who does a really good job on mock drafts and things of that nature. I'm sure somebody close to Ray's heart. He writes for The Athletic and other publications. So, and he's been on with us before, and I don't want to lose him, but here we go. I texted him or emailed him the other day and said, could you join us Thursday at 1 p.m.? He didn't get back to me for a whole day, which is fine. People are busy. So at 4:39 yesterday, he said, sorry about that, Joe, just seeing this. Fair enough. I literally got right back to him in real time. I said, no problem, man. Anytime tomorrow, 12:45 or 11:45. That was at 4:40 p.m. I'm telling you, it was 1 second after his email. He didn't get back to me till 8:09 p.m. last night, 4 hours later, and said, unfortunately not. Tomorrow is slammed already. Yes or no? Did we get the Belfont snorkel here? Ron, you go first.
Nah, I don't think so. Other people were busy, and and we don't pay that guy what we pay Ray to come on, and I think that makes a big difference. You know, Ray gets a lot of money to come on. That guy we asked to come on for nothing.
Ray,
I was going to say, Joe, you got the authority on mock drafts right here talking to you. I don't know why you need that guy from The Athletic. You know,
I kind of feel the same way.
Yeah.
We got every draft pick covered. Ray has every draft pick covered. He is going to be absolutely right before this thing is over.
Horse, did I get the snorkel on this one?
I think you kind of just snorkeled Ray.
I know. This is turning into a reverse snorkel. This is unbelievable. It's a reverse snorkel in real time. The only thing I didn't like here was him giving me the just seeing this. I mean, here's a guy who has to be on his email because of the nature of his job 24 hours a day. Just seeing this? I'm not so sure about that. But okay, I'll buy that. So I get right back to him, and then he doesn't get back to me until four hours later. I'm going to call this a borderline snorkel, but I'm sorry if the collateral damage is your feelings being injured, Ray, and I understand that.
No, not at all. I'm just joking. Sounds like a very, very busy man, though.
Yeah, I mean, real busy. Come on, Ron. He can't make time for us for 10 minutes today? He's that slammed?
Again, the check will be in the mail. That's what they all want to know.
Ray, we appreciate the time.
All right, guys. I'll talk to you later.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.